Hello, fellow Rebel Capitals. Hope you're well. So I'm sure you guys watched the video this morning about this blowout number. The new jobs just crushed expectations. The expectations were for 200,000. We saw 263,000. The market was shocked by how much upside we had. And also with the hourly earnings increase, I think it was double what was expected. So for those of you who are prudent rebel capitalists, you see this jobs number, and the first thing that comes to mind probably is not the economy is on fire, or holy cow, Joe Biden, he's really making things happen here. Just the whole entire economy is en fuego. But you would look at it with a degree of skepticism and say, okay, this is the numbers, let's be fair, let's be objective. But when we combine this with everything else that we see as far as the macro data, really doesn't add up. So is the rest of the macro data incorrect, or is it the jobs number? Let's go over to Zero Hedge, and I think they're going to shed some light on this and give us some valuable insights. First and foremost, if you guys watched the prior video, you'll remember that I was referencing a tweet from my good friend Danielle DiMartino Booth, in which case she noted how much of a discrepancy there was between the establishment number and the household survey. I think this chart actually shows it a lot better. So I was saying that there was about $1 million gap just because I didn't have it right in front of me and I was just going off of memory. I was really wrong, way undershot the number. The actual number is 2.7 million job difference between the establishment, which is this green line, and the household, which is the red line. Now, the one thing that I did get correct, just spot on, was the biggest reason there's a difference. And this is because, well, it might not be the biggest reason, but if you just kind of the mainstream reason is what's the main difference between the household and the establishment that would lead to a difference at all. And that would be the establishment just counts the number of jobs, where the household survey takes into consideration the number of people working. So again, giving that example I used earlier this morning, remember the In Living Color skit? I'm sure you guys recall that. Probably the best comedy show of all time, in my opinion. But they would always talk about the Jamaicans, like, hey, Mon, or hey, Mon, the Jamaican family. I forgot what their name was. Or maybe it was their name was Hey, Mon, or something like that. Anyway, but each person in the family had like 19 jobs. And whenever they would run across like a white person that only had like two jobs, they'd call them lazy and get out of here. How can you only have two job, man? It's classic. But anyway, so the establishment survey would show that one Jamaican, but they would count the 15 jobs as 15 separate unique jobs, where the household survey would only count that as one person working, or maybe even one job. And I think that's the big difference here, if you take it at face value. Hey guys, I want to remind you to check out Rebel Capitalist Pro. This is the incredible online investment forum that I have with investment experts Lynn Alden and Chris McIntosh. It includes professionals such as Patrick Serezna from Macro Voices. He specializes in options. Tony Greer, commodity trading. Jason Hartman, real estate. And Brent Johnson with macro economics. If you want to build wealth and thrive in this world of out of control central banks and big governments, Rebel Capitalist Pro is the resource you need. So check it out today at georgegammon.com/pro. That's georgegammon.com/pro. We'll see you inside with the fellow rebel capitalists that are taking their investing to the next level. Zero Hedge in this article is digging a little deeper and asking, is there a little manipulation, we'll say, with the numbers, going back and looking at past times in history when there's been such a divergence, although I don't know that we've ever had this much of a divergence. So the first interesting chart they show is when Obama was trying to get elected for the second time. And all of a sudden we get a divergence where the establishment number seems to be far, far better than the household. And why would they do this? I'm not saying they did, but what would incentivize them to do this? It's because the mainstream media is going to take the establishment number and run with it. And if the establishment number is better, then that person that's looking to be reelected can say, hey, look at how great the economy is under my guidance. And here we have Trump versus Hillary. And I'm guessing here they're just trying to, if this is true, the idea here would be, well, the jobs number is fantastic. And a vote for Hillary is basically like a vote for Obama or the Obama economy. And we don't want anything to jeopardize the Obama economy, especially not Orange Man. And so then you see this big divergence. And it is odd, isn't it, that usually the numbers line up pretty consistently, but there's just certain points in time where they really kind of, there's this wedge that starts to form, this big gap between them. But at no point in time have we had a differential like we have seen over the past, call it year or so. I'm just trying to look at these dates are hard to see here. But let's just say within the past year or the past year and a half. So is this a conspiracy? Is it, and I hate to say, is it a conspiracy? Because pretty much every conspiracy that we've discussed since 2000 has turned out to be true. So is it conspiracy theory or is it conspiracy fact? Today's truth is yesterday's misinformation. Who knows? But I think just that one main chart that shows the difference of 2.7 million and why we may see that, even what the mainstream media would admit to, that the difference between those two measurements is what we were talking about with In Living Color, Jamaicans having 15 jobs. For me personally, I want to try to assume, okay, that's true, and I'm going to set aside kind of some of the more nefarious stuff that could explain these job numbers. And I'm going to focus just on what the actual methodology of each survey is and kind of extract what information I can from that to determine what on earth is going on. And most importantly, when you have an outlier, you've got to figure out, is the outlier correct? Or is the other 99% of the data that is contradicting the outlier correct? You guys know what side of the, or you know what my position is. I would side with the 99%, but you guys can come to your own conclusions. Just as long as you're understanding there are no certainties and there are only probabilities. Bottom line is I think this explains a lot of what we have been seeing with such positive job numbers over the past few months. Again, when we look at the household, it pretty much lines up with the rest of the 99% of the data. When we look at the establishment, that's definitely the outlier. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. As always, make sure that you're standing up for freedom, liberty, free market capitalism. We'll see you in the next video.